Irene at thelines.heathergreen.com. Dear Vera, sorry for the long delay in replying to your last, but I've been completely tied up, what with my charitable work, writing letters of protest against the pro-postulated closure of our local post office, and demonstrating against a planned new executive housing development in Beryl Next Door's Bottom Patch, which would completely block out the view from my gazebo. Did I tell you she'd sold it off? Strapped for cash, apparently, but then that huge length has always been wasted on her. Anyway, dear, since my darling son Christopher is currently away on a brief business trip, then yes, of course you can come and stay in his room for a few days while your little coach house is redecorated if you'd like to. Though quite how your son Howard and your daughter Karen will cope without their free childminder, I can't begin to guess. I can't remember now, without rifling through my inbox, why it is you need to be repainted so soon after your last makeover. But it's an ill wind, as I'm often fortunate enough to point out. If you come this weekend, you can help me at the bring and buy I've been organising as a member of the League of Friends at Heathergreen Hospital to raise funds for the new building work they so desperately need. Let me know when to expect you, and if you've got any cast-offs or spare jam or pickles, bring them along to bulk out my stall. Kind regards, Irene.
The West Turret, the Bothy, Long Lane, Little Shagthorn. Yes, Irene, snail mail. Read on. It's some weeks since I sent you that note in desperate need of immediate reply. Fortunately, my son-in-law St. John's heart is big, as is the Bothy, and I'm currently ensconced in the West Turret, formerly known as Karen's Cave. Were it not for St. John's magnanimity, I would be homeless, at least temporarily.